We are back. It is a preseason episode of the Legion of Blogcast. I am Jay Bowman. With me, as always, Mr. Wyatt Arndt, the Stanchion, El Stanchion, in the region of Spain. Wyatt, how are you doing today?
It is Sergeant Stanchion. All right.
Sergeant Stanch?
Yeah.
Are we giving each other military rankings now?
Can we?
Sure, Sarge.
Yeah, I see, I like
the
that.
The Sarge?
Yeah.
What can I be?
Water boy.
They don't have a water boy in the army.
I'm just basing off Adam Sandler movies now.
Okay.
That's my knowledge. That's as far as it gets.
You're the longest yard.
You're the Happy Gilmore?
Just call me Click.
Click? All right, there you go.
Just call me Click. All right, so it was Kraft Hockeyville tonight.
Yeah.
The most exciting preseason game that's been shown on television tonight.
I'm so sorry, Victoria.
Just finished.
So sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry I had to sit through that.
Oh, it was awful. It was super boring. It was Kraft Soccerville tonight.
Yeah. 0-0. At one point, Higgins left the ice due to, like, they said it was an injury. I'm pretty sure he just went home. He's bored. I'm out, guys. You know what? I'm done.
You guys got this? You all got this.
Yes.
Right, you got this. Because I'm just going to head.
I'm going to jet.
We got a lot to do tomorrow. I love Hockeyville. I love Kraft. Love it. It's a quality product, yeah. But I just got to bail.
I'm going to get the sticky wicket. I got to get out here, guys.
I love the sticky wicket. Anybody impress you tonight?
Markstrom played well, I thought.
Goalie controversy.
Yeah, he's the next lack. Get
Did
out
he
here,
play
Miller.
Well enough to unseat Ryan Miller in the brief sampling you saw today?
Let's make it happen. Goalie controversy. The city hasn't had enough of that.
Yep.
Well, I guess Backstrom, too. You got a shutout, too. Oh, man. All the goalies.
No, he's junk. Markstrom's shutout was much better.
That's true. And Backstrom still had his Oilers mask on, of all things. That was weird.
You mean Backman?
Backstrom, sorry. Backman, that's right. Yeah, sorry. Backman had his Oilers mask still on.
Yeah. He's really small, too.
What the F, dude? Yeah. He's not going to make it.
Skated past each other. I'm like, oh, he's adorable. Look at him.
Marks him towering over.
I just watched the height supremacist episode of the league, too.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't want to be like, oh, just because he's short doesn't mean he can't be a good hockey player. but he was wee. So, yeah, Markstrom was great. Markstrom looked rock solid. Markstrom, I think, should start opening night.
Why not? Yeah, you know, he's cheaper.
Rocking that 25. Well, who's this guy?
Yeah, look at him. He's got like this badass rebel number. You know,
yeah.
I'm bored.
Usually goalies wear between either number one or from 30 to 39. Fuck that, 25.
Yeah. Deal with it. Deal.
You know what? 325. Maybe three numbers on the back of that bitch. Yeah.
You know, decimals, 3.25.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Aside from the goalies, like forwards, like, it's preseason. It's really hard to read into it. Kind of liked Gaunce. Bo Horvat took it way too seriously. I like watching that. This is like Stanley Cup to him out there. Good for him.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, it was what it was, right? It wasn't anything too great.
Anyway, I got something to say. I got something to say to all you people out there who think that the Canucks are going to suck this year, who think they're going to be terrible. You know what? After one preseason game, it's too early to tell.
Yeah, it's still too early.
It's still too early. We don't know.
I mean, it's Vancouver, so already people are like, Jensen's a boss. I mean, he could very well be, but it's just, you know, this preseason game hasn't proven that any better or worse.
Hey, they show me a lot out there. They could all skate still.
Yeah, they know to tie their skates and what skate guards
received, were on. They received a lot of passes cleanly to the stick.
Yeah.
Yep. What else? Big talking points and positives from the game. Vertanen's hit on McDavid was really good.
A while ago, yeah, region.
Was that not tonight?
It all blended together into one amalgamation.
I've just been watching. I was spurting it with the highlights of that, so just kind of combining the two. And that's kind of it. It's not, let's talk about 3-on-3 overtime.
Yeah,
it's cartoon overtime.
Yeah, it's weird. It's going to be interesting to watch it when like there are actual players out there, like Ovechkin, you know, or some guys who can skate. That's going to be. Mm-hmm. Overtime is going to end quickly a lot of times because, like, the guy at the point gets the puck and he's got so much room just to skate in. Like, it's,
yep.
I like it. It's fun. Shoot, we've had a shootout for, like, nothing against the shootouts. We've had them for a while now. Why not let 3-on-3 have some fun, too?
So there's still going to be a shootout at the end of 3-on-3.
If it ever gets there, which it won't. I'm going on record right now, no more shootouts ever again.
Wow. Okay. Yep. You heard it here first.
That's right.
I like your conviction. Yeah. You're right in there.
Yep.
I like
T.Y. Hilton guarantee. That's what it is.
There was a moment like I'm already criticizing elements of the 3-on-3 overtime. I think it might have been Tanev at one point got the puck off a save in the Canucks end. And rather than just automatically just start turning up ice to capitalize on the fact that he could have caught like one shark off balance or off guard and stuck him in the defensive zone, he like doubled back behind the net.
Yep.
I was like, what are you doing? You got him.
Yeah, like Verbata was hanging out at their blue line for most of the overtime. Over here. Just like cherry picking like beer league. I loved it.
Yep. Just skating around by the blue line, yeah. Rick Nash style.
And then getting mad when he gets back to the bench. I was open, man.
God, dude. Just shoot it up in the air. Yeah. I'll get it. Aside from that, it's, you know, it'll be a much different looking team tomorrow night.
Yep. We'll see the hitters get the lineup. The scenes will be there. I'm kind of like dreading the season because the analytics fans really hate Brandon Sutter, and you know they might have a point. We don't know yet, but like without even getting to watch him yet, it's just the entire game just like ragging on him for like one preseason game. And at least just give him half a season before we go all in on him. I mean, he sucks, sure, but wait, just give him half a season.
Did you see how gritty he was out there? The grit.
He did win a battle on the boards, and I was like,
he sure did.
I bet Benning was pretty stoked about that.
Guy's like sandpaper out there, just so gritty.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping, you know, just give him a half season, then bury him. Like, give him that, you know, a little bit of credit before we destroy his life.
Yeah. Oh, I remember he was, like, doing, like, a interview between the first and second period. He talked about, like, the line changing stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, don't expect too much in these, you know, exhibition games, in these first few exhibition games. Like, no, dude, Canadian market.
Yeah.
We expect everything.
Yeah. We want hat tricks. We want them now.
Yes. We want hat tricks. We want, like, crazy saves. We want our goalie controversy, and we're not going
to
wait.
Yeah, no, we want it to happen. We want Stanley Cup guarantees.
Yep.
Yeah.
We want parade routes being planned.
Yeah, maybe. Imagine Sutter comes out and actually has like the route planned. Vancouver, memorize it. It's happening.
We're going to go down Denman here. I actually just got a place down this street, so we're going to be there for a bit. We're all going to come up to my house.
And, oh, it'll be so good.
Yep. Aside from that, obviously, it's been a little while since we've sat down and recorded. We're in the echoey art room at your place last time.
Yep.
And I think that was, you know what that was? I think, was that just before? Yeah, that was, I was still 29 at that point.
Yeah, back in your youth.
That was just before, the day before I turned 30.
Back when you had dreams.
Yeah, back before the adult police came and took all my jerseys and replaced them with like dress shirts.
Yep.
Back when I understood and knew what Dashboard Confessional was talking about.
Yep, now you're just like voting conservative.
I was like, this is garbage.
You know what? I kind of like Harper's Jib. I'm going to go.
I like his jib a lot. Oh, we were driving around today, me and the lady, and we saw, like, they've got all the campaign signs and stuff. The conservatives are the only ones who don't have, like, that Harper is their guy.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of, like
the red ones. I know very little about Canadian politics. Yeah. I'm very apprehensive getting into this conversation because I might look really dumb. But, like, the red guys, whoever they are, like Trudeau's people.
Yeah, Liberals.
Have like Team Trudeau on all their signs of people in the local ridings.
Yeah.
Team Trudeau. The orange team.
Mulclair.
They've got like in the top left, like Tom Mulclair for NDP. I'm like, oh, okay. And the Conservatives, no mention of Stephen Harper.
Nope.
He is running again, right?
Yeah, he is. Okay. Yeah, it's just they're... Yeah, it's not a good, like, he's obviously dealing with a lot of skeletons in the closet, and it's just funny to see them, dissing themselves. I was down, out in the streets and saw, that sounds weird, I was out in the streets one day, and a bunch
you
of cars.
Hit the beat, looking for some stories.
Looking for some stories on Spiza. And some cars go driving by, just honking their horns. I'm like, oh, it's a wedding, an old-fashioned wedding. I haven't seen that in a while, a celebration. It was just conservatives in a cars with blue balloons, honking their horns and holding up traffic, which I feel like is a bit out of touch with how to get the voters on your side. I can't imagine anyone seeing that going, you know what?
Wait, hold on. They had balloons?
Yeah.
And they were laying on their horns?
Yep.
Well, there's my vote.
Yeah. You know what? Me. I like what they're doing with balloons nowadays.
Yeah, you know what? I fall for it. Yeah. I like it. If they have a Coke with my name on it.
Yeah. That would work. You could start with Coke Bowman. You know what?
I remember last time there was an election, I sold my vote to my brother for some almond milk.
You know what? Fair trade.
Yeah, fair trade. It really bothers me. Like, do you vote?
I
vote. Getting fucking real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I vote, yeah.
Okay. Do you, like, do the research and stuff?
I do, like, not as much as I probably should. But I do, like, you know, I do enough that I can, like, tell myself I did a good job. You know.
I think our system's ridiculous where, like, there's, like, guy in, like, Ottawa. Say he's all about kicking puppies, right?
Yep.
But, so he's a terrible person.
That is Harper.
But the person in your, like, riding is the person who wants to just hug puppies and wants to create more puppies.
Yeah.
I know that's not necessarily a good thing, but.
Yeah, but that's his plan.
If you vote for puppy producer, that's also a vote for puppy kicker. And, like, vice versa. Like, there could be someone who's an absolute monster in your local riding who you don't want to vote for, but they're attached to the guy that you do want running it in Ottawa. I think it's ridiculous.
Are you suggesting communism? Because I have to report you.
I'm suggesting Lord of the Flies, man.
A conch. Get a conch.
Yeah, let's get a conch. My one-point plan for fixing politics in this country.
Pulling out the conch, crowd goes crazy.
Conch, 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 conch.
You can't talk, sir. You don't have a conch.
Yeah. I get really down about voting as well because where's your voting station?
I don't. There's always schools, right? It's usually schools.
Yes, it is always schools, and that's my problem because it's in like elementary schools where I could dunk the shit out of a basketball on that hoop.
Yeah,
and that's all I can think about when I'm there. I'm looking at the hoop. I'm imagining running up and just like maybe a reverse behind the back jam, like some sort of crazy jam. I remember being in elementary school; those hoops were so tall.
Yeah, that's true.
You couldn't dunk. They're so high up there. But now I'm a grown ass man. I could do a crazy. Like Vince Carter dunk on there. It'd be great.
Okay, but what about this? Imagine they have a new campaign and it's called Dunk the Vote. And yes, is that where we're going?
This is exactly where I'm going.
Excellent.
Because I would be much more, I'd be the first guy there to vote.
I'm so excited about the same idea.
I'd be the first guy in there to vote. Because I've been thinking about this for years and I'm like, I want to write my vote on a piece of paper, attach it to a basketball, fucking dunk it. I want to slam dunk my vote.
I want a trampoline in front of the hoop as well. Because there's shorter people who can't dunk like you. We need everyone should be able to dunk.
But it's like a small enough hoop where I think you can dunk too.
Yeah, but if I still want to do like a 360, I need some air.
Right, that's true. Okay, yeah, trampolines are good too.
I might light the ball on fire. I want to make it like NBA Jam.
Okay, burn down an elementary school. That's cool. Kids got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Let's hope you voted for the right person. Yeah, that'll help them.
Teach the importance of voting to them, right?
You got to dunk the vote.
Dunk the vote.
Like... Let's lay this out. If I were to bring my own basketball and like dress as though I just came from shooting some hoops, and this is the only time I have to vote is right now. If I were to do that, and like once I voted, on my way out of the gym, run and jump and dunk. Do you think I get in any trouble?
I think everyone would be too like just shocked it even happened, and I think a couple people would applaud. They start applauding.
Are there like cops there because it's like a voting thing?
No, I don't think there's cops. I don't think it's that.
Okay.
I
don't want to get arrested for a sick dunk.
You'll get like a detention from a librarian at most.
I love how I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah, ball man.
I know where to go. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know when the election is, but I would love to dunk my vote this year.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, I just dunk and then run away. They can't stop me. Fast.
Fastest kid alive.
Fastest kid alive. So there was a pretty awesome thing that happened at the end of the Canuck game today.
Yes.
Yannick Hansen turned heel.
Yep. Finally.
Wyatt wanted to take the wheel and lay out what happened at the end of the game. I mean, this will probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, be released tomorrow, so it'll probably be old hat by then, but... The story is new to us right now, and I want to talk about it because I love it.
It's amazing. So, Craft Hockeyville, they obviously want to give back to the community a bit. They've all been given, the Canuck players have been given jerseys to give away to kids. Hansen says, you know, yeah, let's give them away to kids. Starts throwing them into the crowd. Everyone throws the jerseys in the crowd. They think they've done a good job. And then out on the ice comes the actual kids that were supposed to get the jerseys. And the Canucks have thrown away their jerseys.
Well, Hansen and the rest of the Canucks turn around, dumbfounded. Yeah. Like,
amazing.
How about the, hey guys, how about the shoulder pads off our back?
All these kids wear these gross shoulder pads.
Elbow pads off our back, guys.
So good. So yeah, I really enjoyed that.
That's great. What a great start to the season.
Yeah, we're hoping to get started getting the fans back on their side.
Great awareness from Yannick Hansen out there.
We're going to find out he meant to do it.
Triple H line, what do you think of that?
Yeah, we'll see when Higgins actually cares. He obviously looked like he didn't give a shit because it's preseason.
He left. He bailed. Yeah.
He got out of there. He had some whiskey.
He left
to drink.
Beat traffic today.
And yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what they're going to go. They could, right? Because Horvat could be the defensive line. That could be the third line. Mm-hmm. That would make sense, I guess, because second line could be their Sutter, Bergie, and Verbata. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
On a scale from like marble to sandpaper, how gritty was Sutter tonight?
I'm still feeling like pieces of him in my teeth. It's so gritty. Like it's there. Yeah. It's just he's a gritty man.
Do you think he's like on the bus right now watching True Grit?
Yeah,
on his tablet.
Yeah. It's just eating sand and watching True Grit. So gritty. You want some water? No. Eating cinnamon. Spoonfuls of cinnamon. Just doesn't give a shit.
Just grit.
Yeah. He's got a puke.
I brush my teeth with gravel.
He's got no teeth. Don't need teeth. Fuck teeth.
It's not gritty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it'll be a much different team with once Press is in the lineup fighting nobody because nobody fights anymore.
Him and Dorsett will just start fighting. It'll be really
awkward. Fight each other.
Yeah, exactly. Fight club. And then four, like, Lynn and Bay just watching them fight everyone just standing there. Guys.
One thing that we've done since we last recorded, obviously there's been quite a lot. Me and you went on our annual Raw Roadie.
The Raw Roadie. In,
our annual road trip to Monday Night Raw.
In the proud city of Everett.
The sunny beaches of Everett.
Yeah, what a town. That's where we were.
So I don't know if anybody who listens to the show is from Everett. I doubt it because I didn't see a lot of electricity there. But I remember driving. I'd never been to Everett before. I remember driving through Everett with you and your lady.
Yep.
And wondering in befuddlement how that place got Monday Night Raw.
Yep. It's weird.
How many out of business Mexican restaurants did we see?
Oh my God. That was like their go to thing, eh? Like just every other block, out of business Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Cantinas so everywhere.
Weird. So weird. It's a tough market for cantinas. Yes,
Carlos's Cantina everywhere.
Like, was there a cantina boom? Is it like an old is it like an old village that used to be part of like the gold rush where they had tons of stuff and then now like everything's closed down? Was there like two like or one really big cantina and then everybody else, oh, we got to move to Everett and open a cantina. It's a huge market there.
The economy was fueled by ground beef at one point and it dried up and it's just been shit ever since.
Speaking of dried up, we went to a sports bar known as Why Not.
Spell it.
Letter Y, N-O-T.
Yep.
It's a very narrow sports bar.
Yeah.
It's deep like a tooth, but narrow. And there was some pretty, interesting menu items. There are tons of Seahawk memorabilia on the wall because they won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Get over it. The menu items. There was one in particular which we didn't have the guts to order because we actually wanted some decent food.
Yeah.
Wyatt, would you like to take a minute here and explain what the Mariner Burger is?
Yeah, they had a variety of items on the menu that, they tried to be like, hey, try this awesome Seahawks burger, Minch, it has extra tomatoes, whatever the hell they want to call it. They had the Mariner Burger, which was described as a plain hamburger served on a dry bun.
The Mariner Burger.
The Mariner Burger. And they were very proud of everything, like the Sounders, Seahawks, not the Mariners. throw them under the bus.
The Silver Tips are more important to them than the Mariners.
Good call. They were.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a cool bar. We went to the Monday Night Raw, which was a lot of fun. It's the third best Raw we've been to.
There was that guy outside doing like ninja shit on the tree for no reason.
Oh, yeah, there's this weird guy who had his shirt off and he was like having a wrestling match with a tree.
Yeah, like doing clotheslines and people were watching and cheering him on. It was something.
And he had a little piece of cardboard that was advertising his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We didn't take a picture or anything.
It was weird. I'm pretty sure it was Clay Emu. I was kidding.
Yeah. No, Clay was hard at work in his Blue Jays fan video.
That's right.
Yeah. When's that coming? It's funny because I saw on Facebook or whatever like that some Blue Jays did some fan cover to, I think, Blank Space by Taylor Swift called First Place.
Oh, yeah.
Clay Emu has nothing to do with it.
Are you sure?
I was shocked.
Check the credits. produced by.
What's this? Hot sports team? I was shocked. So still waiting your Blue Jays video.
Yeah, we need it, Clay.
Yeah, it's going to be a playoff push soon enough, and got to get that pub.
That's publicity for people listening.
Yep. Got to get that pub.
Not a pub.
We already talked about why not.
Yeah, that's true. What a glorious place.
It was the third best Raw we've ever been to. We're always there for some pretty cool Raw moments. I guess the coolest Raw moment we saw this time was Stephen Amell getting in the ring and fight.
He jumped. Yeah, he landed right in the ring and got in there. It looked good.
Which has now inspired a slew of people over the last several weeks to jump the barricade.
What's with that new Shield member just appearing in the ring?
And jump the barricade and get involved in the show.
Yeah.
You know, you bought your ticket. That's not enough. Come get involved.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
Come jump in the ring. You know, we've got, Wrestling Prediction Federation.
Yep.
Which is a lot of fun. We watch the pay-per-views.
I'm the champ right now.
Wyatt's the current champion.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been good times. Wyatt, have you been out to the movies recently?
Throw me a curveball here. That is hard-hitting questions. What have I seen? Mission Impossible, I saw the new one.
I keep thinking it's Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, it should
be. It's Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep thinking the titles of all Mission Impossible movies are now Ghost Protocol, because that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Ghost Protocol but... 7.
Yeah.
I did not care for it.
Yeah?
No,
I
didn't.
The problem I had with it is a lot of it was Princess Bride style. Like, he knows that I'm setting him up, but he knows that I know that he knows I'm setting him up. So I can't do this because then he'll know and he'll do this. Like, it was just a lot of that conversation happening. But I'm a Tom Cruise. I'm a Tom Cruise bark. He strapped himself to the end of that jet for your entertainment, Wyatt.
Oh, okay. Let's get into this then. Oh, God. I wasn't ready for this, but we're going to do it. Mission Impossible, the first one, I think everyone can agree when, like, they're in that safe. That's one of the, you know, one of the more iconic scenes in a movie. And if you saw it in the theater, everyone held their breath. Everyone was watching. Yeah. It was intense. You know? And then the series kind of went off the path a bit. And then the Ghost Protocol, they had the building thing, which I thought was pretty awesome. Not as good as the first one, but still a neat scene where he was climbing the building. His glove flies off. It's intense. He's trying to get
I watched
in there.
That yesterday, actually. I saw that Ghost Protocol was on TV as I was watching. I think like, a football game was on halftime or something.
Yep.
Like, oh, Ghost Protocol's on TV. Let's take a look. I hope it's the building scene.
Exactly.
And it fucking was.
Great scene.
And I'm like,
scene.
No, I'm watching this now.
Exactly. Great scene. I loved it. It was awesome. That movie surprised me. It had some MMA fighting in it. I really liked it. This one, they started talking about before it came out. Like, you know, that building scene, everyone knows Mission Impossible's got this big heist. So, you know, we're going to have him hanging off a plane. It's going to be awesome. That's going to be, you know, everyone's going to know that's really Tom Cruise. A, they do that in the first goddamn scene of the movie. So they blow that one out. It's for a shit mission. It's for the throwaway mission. So thanks a lot. Two, their other big scene, it's like the most heavily animated garbage I've seen since Star Wars, the new ones. He's underwater, getting thrown around in this like in a circle like a toilet, and it looks like garbage. I'm not sitting there going like, I really, you know, I can't, I hope he makes it out of this room because it looks like a cartoon. It was stupid. I hated it.
Yep.
There was no tenseness here because it looks like, yeah, it was, honest to God, it was one of the more, like, you know, blue screen things I've seen. And a ridiculous one, too.
I was really psyched. They did the jet engine, the jet plane thing, first of all, because that was part of the movie's, all the trailers,
yep.
All the marketing was this fucking airplane. And I'm like, if there's a climactic scene and he hasn't gone on the airplane yet, I'm going to be really choked about this because they've given it away. So I was super happy that it just got it out of the way at first.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to, like, factor into the rest of the movie. So.
No.
You gonna go see The Visit? Yeah. Shyamalan.
I am gonna see that. It looks.
I
as
saw.
You said, it was good, right?
It was good. It was good. It was like, oh, it's a return to form for Shyamalan. Let's not get crazy here. It was just a Shyamalan movie that doesn't suck.
Yeah, it wasn't awful.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it looks neat.
I was at the Vancouver Canadiens game a little while ago, and I had a moment happen that really it threw me for a loop. What?
What happened?
It threw me for a goddamn loop. You know what happened? Someone bought me a beer.
Okay.
At a baseball game. That shit's not cheap. A guy and his girlfriend were sitting next to me and my girlfriend. We don't know them.
Uh-oh.
Guy gets like 4 beers.
Yep.
And because he can't reach the beer person, I'm helping shuttle the beers.
Yeah.
Right? And so when it gets to shuttle him the 4th beer, he's like, oh, you guys just keep that one. You can share that. Jen's not going to drink it, but I am. I'm like, oh, are you sure? I thought he was kidding. He's like, yeah, man, just keep it. Oh, okay, cool, thanks. I was fucking furious
yep,
about this.
Yep.
Because random acts of kindness are a competition as far as I'm concerned. Because now I have to do something nice for him. I can't just be guy who accepts this beer and doesn't, like, reciprocate to him. So for the next several innings, I'm racking my brain going, I guess I have to buy him a beer now. But then everything just cancels out. So I'm trying to think, what can I do to make it up to this guy?
Like, you got to one-up him.
I kind of got to one-up him a little bit. But I don't want to spend a lot of money.
No,
because he's a fucking stranger. And I didn't ask for that beer. He just voluntarily gave it to me.
Yep.
But now we're in this game of kindness chicken. It's arms race of kindness.
Yep.
So I went to the concession stand and was thinking about, what should I get? Should I get him like a fucking corn dog?
Hey, bro, dog up.
He's a dog, bro. Foot long. Got you a foot long. I had no idea what to do. But then I saw, hey, they've got bags of mini donuts there.
Oh, nice.
So I can get mini donuts and I can say, hey, would you like a donut, and extend the bag? And he can like maybe take a couple. And then I've given something too. It's not a full beer, mind you, but I at least have done something.
Exactly.
Or maybe, and best case scenario, he turns it down and then all the donuts are for me.
And yeah, you've done your part. You turn it down. That's on him.
Yeah. So that's exactly my plan. It's exactly what I did. And that's exactly what happened.
Boom.
Hey, you guys want some donuts? No, man. We're good. Oh, okay, cool. No problem.
Check. Checkmate.
Done. Good. We're even.
That sounds like Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol to me.
Yep. But yeah, I was racking my brain thinking about what do I got to do for this guy. Because I can't just, like, take a beer.
Yeah.
Someone gave me a free beer at the Seattle Mariners Toronto Blue Jays game I was at back in, like, July. Someone gave me a free beer, and it's been bothering me ever since.
It's still on your list? It's like that list that Buscemi has in that Sandler movie.
Man, am I glad I called that guy. Puts on the lipstick.
Yeah. Well, always, whenever I think of food at games, I always remember the handoff between you and Gooksy that didn't go well. And the anger. I've never seen such cold anger in your face. Well, you put it underneath. And you explained it so angrily. What happened? He put it down here at first. I had to grab it.
I don't remember how the handoff worked. All I remember is wearing nacho cheese.
Yeah, it was a chili dog and nachos combining together to fall.
Now, how did it happen? Did I, like, hand it to him to, like...
Yeah,
I handed it to him for something.
Yeah.
I needed to do something. I don't know what it was. And then when he handed it back, something about the weight had shifted in it. And he handed it to me, like... heavy side down, and the whole thing flipped over on me.
It was so good.
I was really mad.
Yeah, you're just stealing there. Surrounded by Seahawks fans. Seahawks? You're covered in nacho cheese.
It was the worst day of my whole life. Yeah. That was a great time.
Yeah, Christian Potter doing nothing. Yeah, it was good.
We should go check out a game this year.
Yeah, what is it?
You got $300?
Yeah, that's the thing. Someone like, I got like season ticket openers. I'm like, I'll look into that. $330. I'm good.
They're playing my beloved Arizona Cardinals on Sunday night football, like November 15th. Sunday night football.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a lot of money to be in enemy territory.
Yeah, it's better when they're awful. Those cheaper games for us. Right?
Yeah, non-CX of course. Fans. We're me and the lady are thinking about maybe going to Arizona to check out a game.
That would be good
because the Seahawk tickets are as much as the flight. And I think 4-day accommodations, not counting like the Arizona tickets, are still pretty expensive. But just a flight and accommodations for 4 days is as much as like a Seahawks ticket.
Arizona exists solely so other sports fans can go see their team for cheap. That's what they're for.
Yes. Never leave, Coyotes.
Yep. We need you there for the cheap games.
Just fucking stay there so we can tour with the team.
Yep.
Sports-wise, obviously not a whole lot happening. Did you see the Connor McDavid highlights tonight?
The missed shot. It was so low.
The missed shot. The digging on the sideboards.
Yep.
What else did he do? He actually did get a couple assists.
Yep, he did.
I remember watching the highlight reel they put together for him, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he's not doing anything.
Did you see the commercials tonight where they're filming like I guess it's like a storyline arc of him going to meet Mark Messier?
Oh, I saw something about him not answering Messier's text, so he's like a Canuck fan at heart or something.
I don't know. We don't need a story arc on Connor Goddamn McDavid.
I kind of think we do.
Yeah. What are they taking this?
He's like, I'm looking forward to this. Is he going to kill him?
Yeah. It would end with his murder. Like his actual murder? We're like, what? Is he actually
NHL,
dead?
NHL had something really, really crazy in store for us. Not a whole lot else happening hockey-wise. Edward Lack is in Carolina.
Our boy. He's gone to Carolina. He had a good two periods today. Had a shutout. Go on.
You know what? It should be nice to have that guy on our team.
I think he's a stand-up guy. I think it would be really good to have him here.
Yep. Yeah. I think it would be good to have him, too. There's some questions from Twitter about this. We might as well get we can get it out of the way now. John Tortorella can't keep a good guy down.
Oh, my God. I can't believe.
Head coach, USA Hockey.
He's back?
USA's going down.
Yeah.
That's where they're going.
I think someone,
they're going to have a real hard time when they play Iceland.
Someone asked, like how which country dressing room is he going to charge first? Like, I don't know. It's, yeah, I mean, I looked at it. Like, to be fair, like, towards year here, like, even when he first got hired, everyone knew it wasn't going to work. Like, mm-hmm. It was a terrible fit. Gillis didn't even want him. And then, you know, he comes in. This team doesn't even play his style. And then, you know, the whole gong show of him not even coming here for work. So I think, why not let him? Like, it's a tournament no one really cares about. World Cup meant more when the pros couldn't even play. Like, remember the Olympics, they weren't allowed to play. So World Cup, hey, that's our chance to see the best on best.
Yeah.
Now we've seen it, so.
NFL, obviously, it's after week two. Tons of overreacting happening. Seahawk fans are crying.
Yep.
Beat a bunch of babies.
Yep.
He's just won a Super Bowl. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, he almost won two. So, you know.
Yeah, he almost won two.
So that's pretty good.
Big batch of babies.
Again, 5 years at least after your team's won a championship, then you can get mad again.
Yes. And there has to be like some real like struggling happening.
Yep.
Like we're talking you're 0-2 and losing to teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? Like, let's talk about Jimmy Graham for a second. What the fuck are they thinking?
Yeah, it's not working right now. I mean, obviously you want to give guys more time, but it's like they don't even have a plan for him.
No, they've got no idea. It's like Tim Tebow anywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
We just signed Tim Tebow. Okay, what are you going to do with him?
You just know, like, an assistant coach, like, should we try passing to him? No.
That's not good. That's no good.
No.
What's he like as a pass blocker?
Hmm.
This week, of course, will be known as the fall of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Everybody getting hurt?
Yep.
Everybody getting hurt. I don't know what Andrew Luck's injury is, but it must be severe.
Sadness is what it is. A broken heart. Just
he's got deeply sprained courage.
Can't grow a proper beard. Sad about it. Can't throw the ball anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Hey, I empathize with him because my beard, I'm also very poor at growing the mustache part.
Yep.
So me and Locker, kismet.
Yep.
Tony Romo fractures his left clavicle. He's gone for
8 weeks.
What, 8 weeks?
I think they don't know fully yet.
Dez is gone 10 to 12.
Yep.
Jay Cutler's out for at least 2 weeks with a hamstring injury. Our boy.
Our boy's gone. Is Drew Brees hurt, I think? I remember.
Yep. Rotator cuff injury.
Oh, shit.
So
that's Drew a Brees is throwing. Hurt. It's not good.
So, yeah. There'll be problems happening.
Yeah.
What do you think of Cam Chancellor's holdout for the Seahawks?
I mean, if they're not going to like give in now, they're never going to give in. Like, it's...
Do you see them basically like backing up the money truck or whatever now that they're 0-2?
I feel not now. Now it's totally like, you know, a man-up situation. They're not going to do it. Because then it seems like every time someone else for money, they're going to like wait out a couple games, get what they want. So it's definitely a situation if they're going to, you know, fuck you, buddy.
Yep.
And he's the only one who's going to get hurt by this because, yep, he's not going to get to play.
Is Pete Carroll the douchiest sideline coach in the NFL?
He's the worst. Everything he does on the sideline just bothers me. He's always like, I don't know. Auditioning
whether
for a
it's,
part.
Whether it's positive or negative for him.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing that happened to his team, he's running up and down the sidelines like a fucking joke. You know, it's just his face.
It's the Pete Carroll show.
It's the Pete Carroll show. It's all about Pete Carroll.
And he'd be the worst at a wedding, you know. Just always get the attention.
Oh, my God. Pete Carroll would give 3 speeches at a wedding.
Yeah. Hold on. No one just came to me.
He would give the first speech. Well, no. First of all, if he cut off the priest.
Yep.
Or the boat captain or whoever was, you know, officiating. He'd cut them off and say a little thing first. And then, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Blank. Hold on, can I just get that mic for 1 second? I just want to say something about them.
Yeah.
So when they're introduced for the first time as man and wife, he'll say something. You know what? 4 speeches. Then he'll give the 3rd speech after the best man and the maid of honor.
Yep.
And then after, like, the most teary-eyed mother of the or father of the speech, because there's always going to be one that's just going to fucking hit you in the heart.
Yeah.
Right? After, like, the most heartfelt, like, oh, my God, I wish his father was here to see, like, all, like, that stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to get up and talk again.
I feel like he would, like, for one of these speeches, he would throw out, like, a yellow flag.
Yep.
Yeah, just challenge it. Hold on.
So eight football teams, including the Seahawks, are 0-2.
Yep.
Which of these do you think is in the most trouble? Baltimore, the Ravens, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Houston Texans, the New Orleans Saints, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Bears, the Lions, or the Giants.
It's always tough because, like you said,
or the Colts, or the Colts.
Yeah, you never. Like, it's hard to tell until, like you said, six games in, and some of these things will write themselves out for sure. Like the Eagles are really interesting to me. Like, are they going to put it together? Because they looked awful last week.
Off, just
one of the worst games
dreadful.
I've seen, and they could not get their offense going. I don't know if Bradford's going to get it together. I don't know. I think the Eagles are in trouble. The Giants will probably have a middling season. Like, they're losing games, but, like, weirdly, like, they're having these weird comebacks, and that's not going to continue, right? That's just that's just weird shit habit. That's sports being sports. So I think, yeah, the Eagles, I feel, are going to be in a bit of trouble. That's my bet.
Yep. I think, the Eagles is weird. I think the Saints are probably in the most trouble.
Oh, with Breeze, yeah, for sure.
Like, weird. Breeze gone. They don't have Jimmy Graham anymore. And they actually utilized the guy.
Yep. They actually didn't use him. Yeah.
They actually used him as an offensive weapon.
Yep.
Crazy to think about. What do you think about maybe Tim Tebow going to the Cowboys?
Better than Whedon. Why not? He can run, if anything, right? Running by committee. Why not go all out?
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
That'd be awesome. I want to see Tebow back in the league.
Yeah, it's fun.
He's a character.
Yeah. Like, especially in a situation like this where he has nothing to lose and he's not a long-term solution. And if he doesn't do that bad, like, well, just throw the weed in anyways. It doesn't matter. They're not throwing it much anyways.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's so weird to see, like, a Cardinal team obviously beat up on a Bears team that kind of went toe-to-toe for a while with Green Bay last week. Or, like, a Buffalo Bills team that beat the shit out of the Indianapolis Colts and then got routed by the Patriots. They came back. But it's kind of the thing where you'll beat a team that you think is really shitty and then come back and lose to a team that's, like, supposed to be good, but they're not. You don't really know yet how teams are, like, comparing to each other.
Exactly, yep.
So I kind of like that. Like, the St. Louis team that lost, like, St. Louis beats the Seahawks last week.
Yep.
Fucking lot of points, like, right on. Then they go out and they lose to the Redskins this week.
Yep. Kirk Cousins, though. I mean, that guy's a killer.
Yep. You know, it's definitely strange. Like, the Raiders got their butts kicked, and then they ended up going upsetting the Ravens.
Yeah, this week for sure was a week of upsets. Like, a lot of games didn't go the way I thought they would.
Oh, man. My heart goes out to anybody in any sort of survivor pool.
Oh, whatever, yeah. That's tough this week.
There's probably no one left in any survivor pools.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get to some questions from Twitter?
You know what? Let's get some Twitter action going on. Oh, wait.
Twitter action.
Before we do that, let's just give a shout out to the fact that we beat Eddie Lack in our fantasy football pool this week.
Oh, we sure did. Yeah. We were, because of genius decisions to not put T.Y. Hilton in. Yeah, we beat Lack by, was it 5 points? It was really nerve-wracking. We were watching the end of that Packer-Seahawk game because he had Russell Wilson left.
Yep.
And Russell Wilson's marching. We needed something to happen, and boom. Fumble.
Yep.
And it's over.
I got to the point where I bugged Eddie about it so much he told me to shut up.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And he called you a douchebag.
He did, that's right. Yes, and I was being one.
Yeah. Didn't he tell us to choke on something?
Yeah, he told you to choke on a grape.
He told me to choke on a grape.
It's a Swedish threat. He'll swallow it.
You know what, Lack? I'm pretty good at grapes.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll choke on one. And even if I did, I think the pressure of my throat compressing would crush a grape.
But to be fair, he did say he would appear on our show. So,
yeah,
we're going to try and get him on. He says he's much more open with the PR in Carolina because they only have one person there.
I was going to say, like, what about the Iron Curtain of the Carolina Hurricanes PR team?
I don't know. Can I appear in this blog show? What? Yeah, sure, whatever. Do what you want.
Get the word out.
Yeah.
We have a
talk
hockey
about Carolina.
Team here.
Yeah. Give
Is that about
shirts.
Controlling the message? It's about getting the word out there.
Yeah. So you'll check in with us for some segments, which I think will be really fun.
That'll be great. Yep. That'll be great. All right, so Twitter action. I got some good questions here. I'm pretty into
Better
it.
Be good
I don't know if Peter Wang. Let's give a Peter Wang update.
I am so excited. His ranking every day. I wake up wondering what he's done.
So Peter Wang, when we started with Peter Wang, he was Peter Wang 8, wasn't
he? Yep, he was Peter Wang 8. Yep.
He has dethroned, and I don't mean that. I don't know if that means killed or kidnapped or what.
Must be mean he killed.
Yeah, he's now Peter underscore Wang 5.
He's cracked the top 5. I wish we had a soundboard right now, but that's top 5 action right there.
That's unbelievable. So, top 5 Peter Wangs. This guy's up there. He's climbing the rankings. Show favorite. I don't know.
If he gets Peter Wang, Yeah, that's show favorite.
If you get up there.
Yeah, get to the top three and we'll start talking about it.
You know what? You get podium.
Yep.
And we'll you're in the conversation.
100%.
First question comes from Ryan Beach. At Ryan Beach, is Bowman alive? Exclamation mark, question mark.
We filmed this a year ago. A little Paul Walker magic here going on. Bowman died choking on a grape. No, he's alive.
That's right, Stanch.
Yeah, just sound clips of the same thing.
Hilarious, Stanchion.
All we talk about is the Seahawks win from 2 years ago.
Seahawks versus Broncos, worst game ever.
yeah, you're alive. You're just not the big Twitter guy, that's all.
No, and I've, you know, never really have. We like to tweet during games sometimes or whatever, but, you know, no one needs to know what I'm fucking eating for lunch.
Chicken strips.
Always.
Yeah, they just know that.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, and I'm, you know, busy guy and stuff too, and I don't really always have my phone out and tweeting and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm very much alive.
I like view Twitter, like it's a useful tool for sure for self-promotion. But it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. It's like a burden. Like sometimes I just feel really weary and I get really, so sometimes you just want to disconnect and be away from it all.
Yeah. Good call. DC at No Way A, which of the Canucks do the Velociraptors catch first? Parentheses, no picking Spezza.
It's a good call. Good call. Who would pick Spezza?
That's yeah.
Yeah. It's the right thing to
way
do.
Way to get out in front of it.
Yep. Kudos for that one. Yeah. Who would I pick to be caught by a raptor? You know, I'm going to say Bo Horvat, because he would think he would just take him on. Like, he just has no fear. He would take him on. He'd get killed doing it, but, you know, he'd look like a stud doing so.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, he'd go right at him. It's like, people would be screaming. It's like, oh, preseason raptors only. And he doesn't care. He's going to go for it.
Okay. So they're all just running through a field. We just agree that there's just a clear field. Yeah. No grass, no real obstacles. It's just a foot race.
But wasn't even running. He didn't even turn to run. He just faces them and goes, all right, let's do this.
Okay, I would say Prust for that very same reason. He's not there for a skill. He's there to fight.
Yeah,
he's going to turn around and try and take him on.
We've lost Prust and Horvat in this scenario.
They're gone. They're raptor poo.
Yep.
Here he is, Peter Wang, at Peter_Wang5.
That feels good to hear. Oh.
He says two things. Am I invited to your birthday party? I don't know who he's referencing.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Because yours is December. Like, yeah, and mine just passed.
Yeah.
So.
Was that meant for us?
I don't know. Peter Wang, where do you live?
Yeah, what's going on?
Send an invite. He also asks, recast the Canucks as Harry Potter characters. But then, Stephanie Pagani at Pagnificent gets involved. She tells Peter Wang how to do it. She says, pick specific characters or players or they won't do it, and this question deserves an answer. She knows.
Passive-aggressive?
Jesus, come on.
Yes. It's a good rule, but she makes it seem like we're demanding something unreasonable. I'm just saying. Passive-aggressive. Why she's a half-show favorite, I'm just saying.
Oh, you got her up to a half-show.
Well, that's your half. I mean, I can't take away your half.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I'm not a monster. So what, did he give his characters? Did he agree?
He did. He came back with, as she suggested, recast Horvat, Verbata, Spezza, Sedines, and Benning as Harry Potter characters. I was going to go on record saying that I hate Harry Potter characters because their names are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Snurbly Snarp and Scoobity Scroop and, you know.
Oh, Swedish, apparently.
Scoobity.
Bored to bored.
Like, the only one that's like, there's a couple that are cool.
Yeah.
Like fucking Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
That's a cool fucking name.
Yeah.
Severus Snape is okay, but that's again the first and last letter being stupid.
Yeah.
Luna Lovegood is super dumb.
Yeah.
Minerva McGarnagle or whatever.
McGarnagle.
That's stupid. That's really dumb. Sirius Black. Okay. I'll give you that one. Why? Your favorite.
Yeah.
That's too bad I don't have the soundboard. Dolores Umbridge?
Yeah, that one just for the name.
Bellatrix Lestrange?
That's awful.
Albus Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like a stupid kid's book for kids. Choach?
Grow up, all right? Come on, JK, grow up.
Grow up and have some real character names. Yeah. Neville Longbottom?
Yeah, that's probably the worst one, I think, is Neville Longbottom.
Yeah, so... All right, so let's start top down. Let's go with Jim Benning as someone.
Jim Benning as someone. who's like probably not all there. He's kind of, maybe he could be Hagrid.
Hagrid?
Yeah, he's kind of bumbles around. He knows stuff, but you don't ever quite know if he's actually like correct in what he's saying. Lets things out of the bag a little too much. Talks too much when he shouldn't.
I like it. Yep. Lives in a creepy shed on school grounds.
Fucking lives behind Rogers Arena and lives in this tiny shed.
He's got a falcon horse that flies around. All right. The Sedines. I think the Sedines are those two, red-headed twins.
Yeah, that's just for looks alone. Who cares about characteristics or personality? Purely looks. Fuck it. Let's do it.
That's locked in. Yep. That's a layup.
Which one of them dies, then?
Oh, good call.
Oh, shit.
I'd probably say Henrik would die because he'd stay in longer.
Yep.
He's the Iron Man. Yep. He would push too hard and die.
Yep.
All right. So Spiza.
Oh, Spiza.
Hodor.
We're just throwing in Game of Thrones down.
I don't care.
He's Hodor, damn it.
He's the new Hodor. Spiza.
Dobby. Nice. I'm getting mad at him.
I just want to help.
And everyone's kind of happy he dies because he's going to hold things back.
Dobby was a creepy character. Remember, he would self-mutilate, right? He would screw up and he would, burn his hand with the... Yeah. Or he'd smack his head against the dresser? That was fucked up. That's a kid's movie.
If we give him a piece of clothing, will he leave the Canucks?
No. They already gave him a jersey.
The socks and stuff. Hanson tried throwing his jersey away. Just get out of here.
I would have loved if a John Cena ECW One Night Stand thing happens and they throw Spiza's jersey back.
Yeah, throwing it back out there. Kid didn't
he
want
throws it.
It
to somebody else and then they take it and throw it back at him. That'd be great. Let's see, Radim Verbata.
No, he's going to be, what's his name? Professor Snape.
Snape,
100%.
Yep. Mr. Potter.
Yep.
Bo Horvat.
I guess he would be our Harry Potter, our young hero, our intrepid hero. Yeah. He's got all the future hopes on him.
That's true. Yep. That's true. Who else do we have? Anybody else? I think that's probably it.
See how nicely we got it done because it had a certain limit on it and it was well organized.
So, and Messier is Voldemort.
Yeah, good call.
Bald headed fuck.
Yep. Eating the souls of fucking everyone around him.
Yep. Okay, cool. We got through it.
How to come up with a good anagram for Mark Messier?
Oh god, that was so stupid.
Tom Riddle.
Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Oh, sorry, that's right. I had to invent a fucking middle name just so it works.
So fucking stupid.
Mark Evil Messier, just to have evil in there. Evolo.
Let's see, Jay at No Names Left 53. One day you'll be No Names Left 52.
Yep. One day.
Do you believe in Benning's plan/direction for the team? Too early to tell. The only things I've seen that have been super, super questionable, and again, we don't know a lot of the inside stuff, but the only things I've seen that have been super questionable is letting Lack go. The Miller signing somewhat makes sense because they don't want to completely roll over, and they really can't. It's a market where they need to sell tickets. They can't sell a rebuild. So they have to make it look like at least they're still trying, but the first crimson flags for me was obviously the Dorsett and the Spezza deals.
Yep.
That was the first time I was as benefit of the doubt all the way down the line for the guy. Like, oh, it could be all right. We don't know. This could work out okay. But then those two were like, oh, fuck, no.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
It's weird because, he seems to be bouncing between, certain directions. Like, okay, I'm going to go with, a faster skilled guy. Like, get a Barchi and get that. And then other times he's like, I'm going to overpay for Dorsett and acquire Proust. It's kind of redundant. And so... On one hand, maybe you never know. Maybe this rough style will help him. But it is too early to tell. I am, of course, a bit trepidatious about it. I don't know if it's going to work. But we'll see. We have to wait. Again, it's the whole thing I gave Sutter. I got to wait a little bit before I can actually really bury them.
I'm fine with sucking if we can extend our window. Like the Blackhawks. It seems like whenever the Canucks have a window, it's 2 years, 3 years. Whereas the Blackhawks are perennial contenders every single year. And I want to know that.
Yep.
I want that joy.
It would be nice. Just once,
Just once. Boback at Boback M. How long does it take for Peter to kill the remaining Peters? Does he succeed?
That itself is a movie I would pay to see. I am excited about this. Like I said, I check every week to find out what's been going on at the Peter Wang world. How long? It's been a couple of years. He's gone from 8 to 5. So you got to think it, and especially I'm assuming the top three are like hidden away and are even harder to locate.
Yeah, they're keeping it.
Yeah,
like, one of them might not even have like an active account anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just squatting on.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. So I'm going to say it's going to take another 5-10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking he could be podium by maybe preseason next year.
Oh, what?
He's got to climb. He's got to find. Dude, how long? He's gone from 8 to 5 and like I think 6 to 5 really quickly.
That, oh man, no.
Okay.
You're wrong.
When Peter Wang start turning up, you're going to regret that you said
I'll
that.
I'll see a death in the news. Peter Wang died. What? Here's what all these gang wars are. It's all looking for Peter Wangs. He's just out there causing shit.
He's like the Terminator looking for Sarah Connors.
Have you seen this boy?
Just look at the phone book and just all the Peter Wangs. Look at the first one. He's looking for Sarah
Connors.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bobak, at Bobak M. Show favorite, right?
Of course, of course.
It should be. Don't insult his defensive skills.
Does he have any to insult?
You got him. You found a way.
Got him.
Wyatt finds a way. What are your opening day lines and D pairings?
I was thinking they will go. I think they're going to try for sure that Barrett Bat is Sutter line. I think they'll have the Hanson Horvat Higgins line. Sidney's
Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H line. Reunite Bros of the Twins.
Yep.
And then they'll have their. Proust, Bay, Dorsett, and then Bertan, and we give him every chance to grab the extra spot, hang out the outside.
Nice.
Yeah, and deep pairing, I think, yeah, it's going to be Edler Tanev, Ham Hughes.
Which Edler Tanev I like.
Yeah, they're good together. That's fine with me.
Yep, they're good together. Ham Hughes, Spezza.
Oh, God. We're missing Weber. I think they liked Weber, how he played with him. I think it'll be Ham Hughes, Weber. And I think
Ham Hughes, Weber?
Yeah, I think they're going to go with Bartowski, Spezza as the scary third pairing that mixes all scream.
You tell me you can't just throw Frank Corrado in there.
I'm hoping. I really hope he has a good camp.
Same.
Yep.
Fingers crossed for you, Frank Corrado. Yep. I hope you join the team out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Big Randy Orton fan.
Yep, he is. He loves the RKO.
Alistair Cave at All-Star 101. Which dinosaurs would you want to combine Jurassic World style? It's already been done, man. We just had this discussion yesterday.
That's true.
I was at Walmart and I saw a toy they had for one of the animal combos that they were going to do, the dinosaur combos they were going to do in the movie, but they didn't because I guess they ran out of time or budget or, you know, whatever. And it's like two of my favorites. It's a Stegoceratops.
Yep. Not going to stop that.
No, you cannot stop a Stegoceratops.
Right there.
That's awesome. Big spiky tail, scales on the back, the three horns. Fucking Stegoceratops is sick. I'd like to see a pterodactyl combined with something that really is not pterodactyl-like. Like, pterodactyl rex. A big flying T-Rex.
Could barely fly off the ground, yep.
Little wings.
Yep.
Little wings. Are there any dinosaurs you'd combine?
I think, honestly, Triceratops and Stegosaurus, that's...
Stegoceratops is badass.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
That's a lot of spiky shit.
Yep. That one I like a lot.
Daniel P. at the Philosopher Show favorite.
The original, the OG.
If the Queen performed a ceremonial face-off again, what are the three worst words Henrik could to her say as he won?
Okay.
Okay, what were the three worst words Henrik could say to her as he won?
Just for all the kids out there who want to know how to become a show favorite, you bring the questions like Daniel P. That is a great question.
So the Queen is about to drop the puck, and Henrik Sedin... as he's winning it, says these things to her. What do you think? Why?
What is he going to say to her? This is a question I respect so much. I need to think about it. I don't want to throw it out there and get away with a crappy answer. What's he going? Mm-hmm. What is he going to say to her? I don't know. It's so. I need time. This is blowing me away.
At some point during our next round of episodes, we will answer this question.
Yeah, we got to think on this. Like, I really want to give it the respect it deserves. Because, yeah, like, we could fart our way through it, but that wouldn't be right to you, the listeners. Like, we need the good answer. I'm going to research this one. Yeah.
Now you're just raising the bar.
Yeah, you're going to expect the greatest answer ever.
Funniest thing ever. And it's just going to bomb. Yeah. It's just going to die a slow death.
Oh, shit.
He'd tell her she wouldn't last a day out in the scorch.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
She wouldn't last one day out in the scorch.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see here. Chris Thorne at Thor Beats.
Oh, Thor Beats. Show favorite.
Yep. Does show mocker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's starting to throw heat at us. That's right.
He's throwing a lot of heat.
Yeah. Show kind of favorite now.
Oh, downgrade.
Downgraded.
He did ask, like, is there even any point asking a question? Will this episode ever air?
Son of a bitch.
He does also ask, does Virtanen make the Canucks beyond 9 games this season?
I would be surprised. It kind of sucks because he can't play. I think he has to go back to junior, doesn't he? I believe. So that kind of sucks because it's like, you know, he really would be perfect to be in the NHL. I think he gets the 9 games and goes back down. Like, I can't imagine that he's going to just like take a spot in the lineup right away. Like, they definitely might just use him here and there. And I don't think he's going to get like prime ice time. He'll be playing on that fourth line or something.
Because even if Virtanen makes that big of an impact. Like, that big of an impact, there's no sustainability there.
Yeah.
You can't bank on the fact that he's going to be doing this all season.
Yeah.
And you know what? You burn him. You got to keep him.
Right? Yep. So I think he goes down after 9.
There's no chance he stays.
Yep.
0.
Well, there's always one. 1%er.
No.
Don't make us look like fools.
No.
Yeah. Locking it in. No shootouts.
There's no chance. No shootouts. Bold proclamation.
Yeah, we're going big.
Rob Williams at Rob the Hockey Guy.
Yep.
What's the worst hockey jersey you own?
It's not, no such thing. They're all golden to me for a reason.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
We both have some Canuck ones that we're individually proud of.
Yep, yep. My Wallwood jersey. I love my Wallwood jersey.
I got a Steve Bernier.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Imagine people see that in public. They're pretty excited.
I do have the Matt Sundin jersey. The Canucks Matt Sundin jersey is pretty good.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
If we owned a Messier jersey, I could see that. Like, I know one friend who has a Messier jersey. Which is, that would be one I'd be pretty horrified about.
Years ago, I was walking by Value Village in the Dell on King George Highway in Surrey. And they had hanging up in their window, they had a Canucks Mark Messier jersey. I almost went in there and bought it just to like throw it in my closet to take it out of circulation.
Yeah.
Because no one should have this. It's like, I can handle the curse. It's like with fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
With that big purple thing, that like poisoned you. I can handle having that Messier jersey just buried in my closet, but I don't want somebody else out there to have to deal with that burden.
Yeah, no, I like
so
that.
I almost bought one there. Besides, if I would have gone in there and see it was more than $4, I wouldn't have
just walked out.
Yeah, no. I have 2 toonies for this.
Yep.
Keep in mind, he's a piece of shit.
Yep.
He's Voldemort.
He is. Can't trust him.
So, yeah, I'd say, you know, of the ones that I own, I don't know, I've got like, I got tons of Canuck jerseys. I don't think I have any jerseys, hockey ones that aren't Canuck ones.
Yeah.
We'll both have our Lack Hurricanes jerseys.
I'm going to get one.
I've got, I can't say it's my, I got my Team Canada 2010 Jerome McGinley jersey. I can't say it's my worst because I was wearing that when they won gold in Vancouver.
Yeah,
man.
That's nice.
Yep. I partied hard in that jersey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably Bernier.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
He's supposed to be the next big thing.
Oh, God.
You chanted his name.
I know. McCoy at My Life Squared.
Oh.
Let's see.
That's like a sitcom title on the WB.
My Life Squared.
Starring Amanda Bynes.
He seconded Rob's question and wanted to an explanation of how you acquired it.
I bought it?
Well, no. Mine, the Sundin and the Bernier ones, yeah. I bought them because they had just left the team.
Yeah.
And they were like fully crested jerseys, like name and number, everything for $60.
Yep.
Each. So it costs like $10 or whatever to switch the name bar. So I figure I invest in these jerseys. Then this was before Ham Hughes even picked his jersey number. Like that's how long ago this was. Yep. And I was thinking, that, you know what, next person to wear 18, I'm just going to just swap the name bar and burn it off. And then boom, I've got a Ryan Stanton jersey.
Yep. You're investing in the number.
Yeah, I got a Cam Barker jersey
yeah.
for $70, right? It's a sound financial investment. 13, I'm like, well, aren't that many people that are going to wear 13? It's not really a super common number. Like, Pizzotto's worn it. Torres wore it.
Raffy.
I think I might just keep that as a Sundin jersey forever, just for the novelty.
No, that's the one I would definitely keep, is that 1 year. It was not the greatest year, but it's still, like, that's a legend in that 1 year. It was neat.
Yeah, so that's my story. McCoy at My Life Squared also asks, which of the Canucks prospects from camp do you see making the jump?
I think, like we said, they're going to give Virtanen every chance to make the team. But I think this is definitely going to be the year where we see a lot of those guys get the call-ups to, you know, play some games here and there. Like, in the old days, we'd see, like, a bunch of no-names get the calls up because they've been playing well down in the farm. And we're like, who the fuck's this guy? But now we're going to start recognizing the names more. Like, Brendan Gauss for sure will get a call-up.
The quote-unquote future of the team.
Yeah.
Just because there will be unrest because the team will be losing.
Oh, yeah.
There will be unrest and a lack of faith. So they're going to want to try and showcase the up-and-coming stars, I think, as much as they can.
Yeah.
In, like, decent situations. I could see a situation for sure where the Canucks were playing, I was going to say, a bottom feeder of the league, but I'll say another
fellow team.
If it gets to that, where, you know what, they got really weak defense, they got a shitty goalie in there, let's trot out some of these guys, have them try and, like, get some confidence, have the fans go, hey, you know what, these guys are going to be pretty good, and try and, like I said, instill some more confidence in the team moving forward.
Yep.
Bring them up against some Sivs. Tune-up games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's good. Give them some experience. And again, this is a team that's going to have to sell itself to the fan base on the future, especially like this deadline is going to be so interesting because they really have to make that decision with Ham Hughes and Rabada. And they publicly said, like, oh, we don't know about Ham Hughes. We'll look closer at the deadline, which totally means
he's gone.
Yeah, if we're screwed, we're like, he's pretty much out of here. We have to be like really in contention to want to keep him. Ham Hughes probably really wants to stay. Like, he's one of those guys that will, like,
I know.
Shane Doan would, like, you know what, guys? I want to go down to the ship. And you're like, all right, buddy, but we need the first rounder, so.
And no, like, I love him.
I love him.
He's,
great guy.
He's one of my favorites, but no, I put no one player or two players above the team.
Yep.
If they're gone, but that makes the team better and the team will win games, then fucking see ya.
Yep.
Like Burrow's kind of like that, too.
Yeah, again, like Burrows is one of those, you know, I think, like you said, that you call, what do you call them? What kind of jerseys? I don't know what I call it.
Legacy jerseys.
Perfect. The legacy jerseys, you see anyone with a Burrows jersey, you're going to give him a high five, even 10 years from now.
Now and forever. Yeah. He'll always have scored that goal. Yeah. He'll always have been this guy that came from nothing.
Yeah.
This ball hockey Olympian, this ball hockey gold medalist who came from nothing, played with two of the best players in their prime, and carved out a top line career for himself.
Yeah.
And again, it does not need to be mentioned, that goal against the Dragon Slaying goal. Like, he'll always have that. Like, Greg Adams will always have that Greg Adams moment. So,
yeah.
So, Burrow's obviously legacy jersey. Ham Hughes, though. I love Ham Hughes, but if he were to go, I mean.
Yeah, if they get a, you know, high draft pick from him, you kind of have to do
sure.
it.
Sure. Yep. That's what it's about. I'm a fan of the team more than I am any specific individual players.
Unless it's Eddie Lack and a friend of the show.
Eddie Lack, then it's twofold.
Yeah, he's saying Meatloaf with us, damn it.
He sure did. Do you want to see Verbata go at the deadline?
I do, and I you know how much I love Verbata. Like, that guy alone has produced online content for me left and right with his weird, creepy look.
Yep.
But he's going to get you, like, people at the deadline will pay that second round for him, possibly a first, just to tune up and get their, you know, the second line shored up. Like, are you really going to sign him to a three-year deal after this contract? Probably not.
We don't know. We have no idea what Ben
will
do.
Yeah, who knows? Like, you can, you know, sign him for a bowl of cereal. Who knows what he offers these players? But I think you trade Verbata and you trade Hamus if you're, like, out of the playoffs for sure. But the worst case scenario, I think, is if the Canucks are hovering around eighth, like what the team might do. What if they don't trade either of them and then lose, like, you know, Hamus will stay if they don't trade him, but then Verbata goes at free agency. That would be horrible.
Do you mind missing the playoffs?
No, I hope they miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just,
like, it makes us better long term.
Yeah, stock recovers. I know some people hate that and they have the idea of, like, just get in and anything can happen, which I was like, you know what? No. Last year I'm going to get on board with that. That didn't work. And it is true. Like, it's true. Anything can happen. It's just the odds of this team making a run are so low because the teams that are good are really good, and the Canucks just aren't there anymore.
Yeah. And there's no way. I mean, anything could happen. Sorry. No way whoever makes it through Vancouver-Calgary was going to, like, roll through.
And look at Calgary. Like, they were a team, a young team. Their guys were starting to come together, and they, you know, they looked good against Vancouver, and then Anaheim trucked them. They had nothing for them. Of course, Calgary's getting better, but last year, like, they just weren't there yet, and everyone knew that. And everyone even said, yeah, Calgary, Vancouver, whoever gets out of this round, they're dead, and they were, so.
Now, Brad Richardson obviously is gone.
Oh,
so I need a new boy.
I see Richardson gone.
I need a new, like, third, fourth line guy who I just kind of like.
Yep.
So I'm on the lookout. I haven't made any decisions yet. No one showed me anything today, but I need a new boy.
Yeah, that's true. Good audition for that.
Yeah, Ham Hughes is too good to be a boy.
No, he's not it. Nope.
Yeah, it's got to be like your third or fourth liner that you just kind of like, you know who could have been a good boy? Matthias.
Yeah. Yeah, with that greasy mustache, especially in the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that would have been it.
Just a shitty-ish player that you just kind of, like, that you like.
Yeah, you like him and you still, like, you think, like, he's the kind of guy that might try and sleep with their girlfriend. You know, he's kind of like a dirtbag, but you like him anyways. That's what he's got to be like.
Speaking of that, great transition. Alyssa at, oh shit. At A underscore Alyssa 8.
Yep.
Her name on Twitter has a whole bunch of emojis in it.
Okay, okay.
And it stops me from being able to see the rest of her Twitter name without clicking.
Can you read it with emojis, please? I want to hear this.
You dickhead. Snowflake penguin head snowflake Alyssa snowflake penguin head snowflake at A underscore Alyssa 8.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Tanev's hair?
Oh, it's getting greasier, eh?
Like, majestic.
Brett Sopel like now. It's getting getting ugly.
I love it.
It's awful.
I think it's great.
It's not even a good flow. It's a greasy flow, like, but not a good one. Like, Kellen Lane had a good flow.
He did.
Brock Bowser has a good
Brock
flow.
Bowser.
But yeah, it's just gross hair. I don't think he showers. It's just really greasy hair.
He's getting ready to put it in dreads. So he's just practicing. He's practicing not showering now because you can't shower with dreads.
He's going to wear those, like, what, that white necklaces that they wore in, like, the late 90s, the puka shells?
Puka shells. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're called puka shells. It's not like I had a bunch.
You had no idea.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah.
DM37 at DMacGreg37.
Yep.
How many points does tonight's Canucks lineup get in a full NHL season if that was our best 20 players?
Oh, Jesus. Like, if that was the team. Yeah, they're definitely like a 60-point team.
That's generous.
Yeah.
40. 40. Like, you're talking no Sedins.
Yep.
Like, no. That's Ryan true. Miller. No Ham Hughes.
Yeah, maybe 40. Yeah, maybe I overshot. I feel bad.
And, no, you know what? 82 games. Anything can happen.
Yes, anything can happen. They can get 20 more points.
Cody at Kodorama. Who's worse, Messier or Rammer? Do you have high hopes for NHL 16? Should we just admit that FIFA is better?
Rammer gets a lot of shit. And the thing about Rammer, it's not like he is inherently an evil guy. He's like, you know what? I'm going to fuck over these guys this year. He's just in that position where he has to pretend everything's great, so everyone hates him. I feel bad for that.
It's like front-facing of a video game company.
Exactly,
right? It's like if you're an actor, you got to go on the talk shows, and if your movie's shit, you still got to promote it. That's what you get paid
unless
for.
Unless you're John Cusack and you don't want to promote Con Air. Fuck this.
Yeah.
But he's no John Cusack. they gave me NHL 16, like, late, so I couldn't even review it this year. I haven't reviewed it yet, so I'm a bit miffed at them, so I'm going to say Messi is still worse, but it's getting closer. Not Rammer, but EA as a whole. Kind of screwed me over this year. So shame on you, EA. Shame on you.
Is it out?
Oh, it came out last Tuesday, and I got the game on, like, Thursday.
What do you think of it? Keep in mind, you hate Rammer.
Fucking Rammer. Fuck that guy. It's better than last year for sure, but I still, like, all the small things in the game are still there. So I liken it to, like, you know, if you eat somewhere at the same place for years and eventually the certain taste in there start to drive you nuts, like, fucking why do they have this in there? Like cilantro, enough of the fucking cilantro. It's kind of like that right now. I'm seeing the same little errors in it that it's kind of like, oh god damn it, this is still in the game. So it's good and it's fun, but, like, if you, you know, have been playing the game every year like I have, you're probably not, like, dying to run out and spend $70 on it.
Yeah,
so, like,
I feel like me and you off air personally are going to be having the exact same conversation October 28th when we've been playing WWE 2K16.
Oh, exactly. Good point. Exact kind of game.
Like,
yep.
You know what? They made some adjustments this time, and it's a bit better. But
yeah. Is it worth the $70?
I don't know. Plus DLC?
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to play as Samoa Joe, you got to buck up an extra $40.
I hate DLC.
You fuckers.
Yep.
You sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm. Or you can buy a season pass. You'll get it kind of cheaper. Oh, it drives me nuts.
Why don't you just put everything in the game when the game comes
out? Yeah, novel idea.
How about that?
Yep.
Brian H. at Unicorn Brian.
Unicorn Brian, one of my favorite Twitter names.
Yeah. If you won the Lotto Max, 50 mil, what is your first purchase?
Like, if we're going to be really, like, boring, it's gonna be like a fucking house. Like, right away.
I'd buy a fucking yacht, like a boat.
That'd be pretty good, too.
I love boats. I've always wanted a boat, and God damn it, one day I'm going to get my boat.
Would you wear, like, a sailor's hat, a captain's hat, sorry?
Yeah, I would be, and I would marry people.
Yeah, until fucking Pete Carroll ruins the goddamn ceremony.
Because boat captains can do that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty awesome. I don't know how that works, but I've, like, that's a conversation I got into, I think, 3 times this summer, very deep into the conversation, is how does it work with boat captains? And being able to marry people? And is it, like, a real thing or something that's just in movies? And also, what constitutes being a boat captain? Because you can't just be one guy who has a boat and call yourself captain. That's kind of lame.
Yeah, I don't know the rules. Maybe.
You need to have a crew?
Is it like the neutrality of the sea that lets you do whatever you want? So you can technically marry someone and they can't argue it?
Oh, interesting point.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'd get a boat and make myself captain.
Yep.
What would you do? Aside from
the boring house. What would I do?
Invested in some mutual funds. And some,
get the hedge funds.
Get my RRSPs in order. And,
have some debt then, you know. Jesus. With me, I'd probably get like the best computer I could possibly get. Just, I'm a nerd and I love video editing, so.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Only.
Made of gold.
Only
made of gold.
The highest resolution porn for one.
Yeah, I really want it to look clear. I want to see the look on their faces when they achieve climax.
Resolution so clear you can see their troubled childhoods.
Yeah, exactly. I can see her mental scars. Abandonment issues.
I can see what her dad did to her. Mitch at Mitch MD. Yeah, hi Mr. Koufax. Don't you think Flanders is a stupid jerk? Yes. Yeah. I love Mitch. Good stuff. At Swizzler 16, nice. Sleek Vigilante Puma.
Another great name in the Hall of Fame for us.
You can only have one, salsa or guacamole.
Is this
salsa?
A question? It's salsa, 100%.
Clear as day.
Like, I don't hate guac, but like there are a lot more worse guacs than there are salsas. You can have a really shitty guac. Salsa is pretty hard to screw up.
Yeah.
And it can go in a lot of things. Guac.
And I had like salsa with pineapple salsa. I had that this summer or whatever. That was really good. You can put all sorts of different shit in.
Guy Fieri salsa. It was great. I hate him, but he makes good salsa.
You know, there was Conan O'Brien did this awesome bit where he would press like the info button, like to do like a fake TV thing, and he'd press the info button and it would show like description of the show.
Yep.
But like obviously like a comedic like fake one that was written. So we had Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives like on the screen. It's like, okay, let's see what it says. So we press the info button.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like an enchanted troll doll travels the country trying to eat himself to death.
Conan's had some great gags over the years. One of my favorite gags of his was that Walker, Texas Ranger lever.
Lever was so good.
It was
Haley Joel
so
Osment.
Good.
Walker says I have AIDS.
It was so good.
Yeah, no. Conan's my favorite. Yeah. He's my favorite late night show host ever.
Yeah, great.
And it's not close.
Great writer in The Simpsons. Did some Monorail episode. Did some great work.
Yep. Have you ever seen the documentary Conan O'Brien Can't Stop?
Yep, I saw it. It was great. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome look at a guy who's just like a genuinely pretty nice guy and like very funny and just went through a real shit.
Got fucked by Leno. Oh. Really did.
Just brutally fucked by Leno. Steve Ewan.
Steve Ewan.
How long before Kevin Owens at Fight Owens Fight? Oh, he tagged him in.
Nice. He's waiting for an answer.
Is heavyweight champion.
Ooh. I know Triple H loves him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be dark, so maybe when Vince retires, we'll say.
From life?
Yep.
When Vince retires from being alive?
Then you might have a chance. But for now, we're going to see Kane until the end of time.
For fuck's sakes. Because, Kevin Dunn, Vince's, stooge and, producer or whatever, hates Kevin Owens.
I didn't hear that. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Apparently there was rumor that, a lot of, when Randy Orton's making fat jokes about Kevin Owens, a lot of, the scuttlebutt was that maybe that came from, Kevin Dunn.
Is Kevin Dunn in shape? I want to know if he can shame other people.
No, he's a little rat-faced weasel-looking guy.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, no, Kevin, but he's 100% Vince's stooge, so he often tries to sabotage people that are Triple H and Stephanie projects because to make them look bad. Because, I don't know if Kevin Dunn's angling for the company when Triple H and Vince dies, but...
Yeah, does he not know it's not going to happen?
No, he knows that, as soon as Vince is gone...
He's done.
He's gone, too.
Yep.
He is 100% gone. He hates people with accents... Kevin Dunn?
Oh, so that's Cesaro, probably.
That's a big thing with Cesaro, Adam Rose, that kind of thing. But yeah, he hates people with accents like Paige. Apparently he hates Paige. People with accents. Sheamus. Oh, he's notorious for hating on Sheamus.
What? Well, luckily he's
Triple H's friend. The producer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole conversation could be had on that.
Yeah, but I think it'll be... He's not that young, Kevin Owens.
Nope.
So I hope within maybe by WrestleMania 34, he's had a world title run.
You said it just like him there, little French accent thrown in there.
Little one world title run. I don't think he's going to win like you think he's going to win. Yeah, so I'd love to see it happen though. The guy's fucking awesome.
Yep, I agree.
Stephanie Pagani at Pagnificent 0.5 show favorite.
0.5, don't round it.
Who are the Rat Pack of your Twitter followers?
It's putting the spot on us. For me, it's easy. It's gonna be my Lob Boys. Just mm-hmm. a weird community that kind of came together. We have that ball hockey tournament coming up. Just a great bunch of guys. So my Lob Boys, shout out to the Lob Boys.
Nice. I don't really have a Rat Pack. Obviously, don't spend a lot of time on Twitter. I gotta give it up for
Yeah,
Wyatt,
nice.
Of course. I like interacting with you on Twitter. I like Pagani. I like Pagani. Yep. She's always getting involved in things. Coach Ryan 82. I don't want to leave anybody else.
That's the thing about this. It sucks. Like everyone on the show. Like honestly, like I like talking to Brian, Anna Forsyth. All the people that talk in the show are always really great because they make up half our show. So like
Peter Wang's at No Way DC is great. Yeah. Ryan Beach, Mike Paris. Yep. Oh man, I really like Mike Paris. Good guy. Yeah. But yeah, anybody who interacts with us, that's really cool. That's fun. Yep. And that's why you guys are why I enjoy the things I enjoy about Twitter. But when I'm on Twitter and I see just like the constant like self-promotion and all that kind of stuff, like it's okay to put like your work out there because it's kind of what it's for. But when I see nothing but that, it just drives me kind of crazy. There are people, you know, names will go unsaid here, but there are certain people that just, you know, make me hate Twitter.
I can't stand people who retweet comments that people said to them that were nice things. Great show, man. It's the best thing ever. And they like retweet like six of those in a row. Favorite that shit. Just favorite it so the other person saw you saw it.
Yeah,
well, fucking
favorite
it, man. We're already following you. We don't need to. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Or the putting of the period before someone's thing, because that means everybody can see it, right? When you're responding to somebody.
I will do that for Photoshop, so I won't put this in Photoshop, because I think they'll get a laugh out of it. Not like, look at me and my awesome interaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you did that or anything, but yeah, I just...
That, like, you call me out, bro. That's not cool.
Not in that regard.
No, I understand
that's
what you mean.
That's fine, but you know what
I
mean.
100%.
Yeah.
Or the people that will go on and like send something to like, you know, 100 people and you just see a big stream of it. You're like, okay, it should sell itself.
Like there's this combination of six addresses and a thing, and then this next combination of six addresses and then the thing and like,
We just like, again, I understand that works. Some people it works that, you know, trench warfare, they're going to, you know, tweet out all their stuff. But and I think yourself is saying like, we kind of do that in rule of three.
Have to.
Promote it.
Our rule of three.
Yeah. Otherwise it becomes too much.
Once in the morning, once at night, within in case you missed it, tag. Yep. And then maybe if you're really proud of it and you really want to get it out there, maybe the next day or like a couple days later. But that's it.
Yep.
Like I will never tweet links like more than three times. And three is like pretty fucking generous.
And one of the great features three we don't go to often, but the pin feature is great. I just put my latest article there for a while and then people can see it if they check my page.
What's the pin
feature? You can pin one tweet and it'll stay at the top of your feed.
Oh.
And that's great. I just started doing it now. And that way, like, I'll tweet out twice, pin it to my page. People can come to my page and they might see it at the top. And there you go. At your own leisure.
Nice. Yeah. That's something I don't do very well for the movie podcast is I don't, like, tweet from the show address very much, like, whenever, like, new episodes are out. Just because, like, I don't have a lot to say in that. I guess I could put all my movie-related tweets there. But, it's just kind of like the only thing that Twitter account does is say when there's new episodes. And that kind of just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but no, our Rat Pack is anybody really.
Just interact with us. We cool. Yeah. We cool.
If I talk back to you, then I think you're pretty all right. But no, everybody, I haven't come across any. Well, there's one person, the NHL referees. Remember that?
Fuck that. Oh my God.
Psychopath.
That guy was fucking. That was mental. That was mental.
Would you have still wanted to. Is Pagani still? Would you still have wanted to see the skate jersey if they did it in current colors?
No. That is
100% no.
Awful idea.
I've seen that. People have had that made up. People have done that for their fucking beer league teams, and it looks awful. No.
Like, part of the way it works for all the black jerseys, for sure, especially, is the contrast in this red, yellow, and that.
Yes, it pops.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't do that, you're going to have fucking... It looks gross. It looks stupid. And then it's also, like, an iconic logo that you're known. Kind of just dragging through the mud.
You're stepping on.
Yeah. Don't tread on me, bro.
We haven't, it's been announced obviously a long time ago. We haven't talked about it, but the bringing back the skate, the skate's coming. How psyched are you?
I'm so excited to just also to see what the Reebok does with their last year in the jersey. I'm hoping they put like they have to, right? They make it the Reebok style. They must.
What do you mean?
Like they can't just do like CCM style 94 jersey. They have to make it like.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like maybe some piping. Yeah, or something. Not the piping.
Not the piping. That's what the slimmer kind of sleeker look is fine with me, right? So I think that'd be pretty neat.
It just opens up all sorts of possibilities for like people who, because there are people who wear like throwback 94 Canuck jerseys with like Sedin on them now.
Yeah.
And fuck those
people.
That's
weird. Yeah.
That's super weird. You can't wear an out of era jersey. It's a jersey foul. Yeah. Straight up. Especially when I would see like people wearing 94 number one Luongo jerseys.
Oh, that was super weird.
Have some fucking respect.
Yeah, McLean, man. Earn that.
We had a number one and he was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm psyched about the skate jersey.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be crazy to see them playing in it again.
It's so good.
It'll be surreal.
Yeah.
It'll be incredibly surreal after all this time to see
them. They're
going
to look 10 feet taller.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Anders Lau at A Loud Brother. What obscure Rogers Arena 20-in-20 event are you most pumped for?
Oh, do we even have a list of what they're doing?
I'm just checking right now, and I think I got Patrick Johnson from the province.
Oh, okay, one of our province boys, yeah.
Canucks announced 20-in-20 schedule to celebrate 20th anniversary. Okay, so Monday, November 2nd, 2015, against Philadelphia, it's Grizzlies night.
Oh, that's gonna be the weird one right there. What are we celebrating? Big country.
Remember when they left?
Oh, God. I mean, it's obviously a big, iconic thing in people's minds, and we all remember it. But, yeah, it's not a lot to celebrate with them.
Let's see. December 7th is the West Coast Express
night.
That's
going to be awesome. Love it.
That's
going
to be really
love
cool. 95 Retro Night, obviously, in February with the skate sweaters.
Also awesome.
This is funny. Following the home opener on October 10th, the Canucks will hold their jerseys off our backs promotion.
So don't let Hanson get in there.
Don't let him get in there.
Toss them in the crowd.
Let's see. Alumni homecoming. We've got that. Towel power, the Olympic journey.
Whoa, what's that one? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll be, that's in like January. I'm sure they'll be showcasing like that.
It's a lame title, but like the golden goal was awesome. So
yeah. There's a really weird one here. Wednesday, March 16th, Fan Attics. But Fan and Attics is like separated by a hyphen.
So Fan Attics, but like, okay, I don't like that one. That one, I hate it. Okay. What is it? What is it even? How does it relate to 20 years? Like, guys, like famous fans, maybe? Like the clapper?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's green spandex, a masked goalie wannabe, and the man who clapped. They all brought the bowl to life. Okay, so it's all about the
if
fans.
The clapper's involved, I'm down. I missed that
I'm
guy.
On the, I'm actually on the NHL, like the Canucks website right now. Let's
see. Pretty cool then. The goalie guy was cool.
Rockin' the Raj is on the 16th, and it's legendary performances, 20 years of superstars, and musical memories. So all the good concerts that have happened.
Okay, there. That's garbage. That's my number one now. It's all changing left and right, but that's my new number one.
We have 20 years of moments, standing O's, fond farewells, and a royal touch. 20 years of magical moments.
That's still going to be better than the music one.
Grizzlies Night? Yeah.
Benoit Benjamin.
Rogers Arena Greatest Guest, from Oprah to Clinton. Voodoo to Ravens, MMA to Junos, the wide world of Rogers Arena.
Okay, that's a tie for worst.
Okay.
All right, we've got a tie.
Keepers of the Cage, Mac to Miller, and everyone in between. Colorful Keepers of the Cage. So celebrating the goalies?
Yep.
West Coast Express Night. Yeah, I love the write-up is even good. Nazzy, Bert, and Mo, the West Coast Express rolls one more time. Are they playing?
Yeah, can you imagine?
They're playing Buffalo that night. You can roll
they can
them
do,
up
they
there.
Can do it. I love West Coast Express is one of my favorite eras of hockey. And again, I love the 2011 team. But for exciting hockey, the West Coast Express was more exciting to me just the way they played. Because A, they had no defense. But B, they had a shit ton of offense. Just north-south hockey, left and right.
Yep, it's great.
Fun to watch.
It's a great time to be a fan. Let's see. Forever Canucks on December 28th. A celebration of lives and remembering those who left too soon.
Yep, that's good. Luke Bourdon.
Rick Rippon. Dimitra. Yep. The world of hockey. Juniors take the stage. Futures are determined, and the very best play here for the world of hockey.
Yeah, like juniors is cool. They're good stuff.
World juniors, yep. Yeah. Olympic journey, golden goal, yep. Louis, flag, O Canada. So that's a big one. Towel power on January 26th, celebrating white towels and slaying dragons, the passion of the playoffs. Why don't you just celebrate that during our playoff run this coming year?
Yeah, I think everyone will wave towels on that day because that's not cool.
That isn't cool.
I've
refused to participate
in that.
That
could be dangerous.
Heavy hitters. They hit, they threw, they thrilled. Tough guys! Exclamation mark.
Tim Hunter. That was a bit depressing because of all the stuff we know about brain injuries. Like Geno's fighting for his life. Who knows if that played into Rippon's death. Like all this stuff. That one's not. That would be like kind of an awkward celebration. Because I love fighting in hockey, but like the more we learn about it, the more I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I think it's insane that fighting's just allowed.
Yeah.
Like, even with fight straps and everything. I mean, you think about back in the day with, like, Bob Probert.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's take everything off, including our, like, our jerseys and our pads. And it's be two guys on ice skates who just throw bombs at each other.
And again,
Jesus Christ.
I love fighting in hockey. I used to, like, loved it so much. Great spectacle. But, like, the guys are so big now, and they can get hurt. And you see, like, George Perro's getting knocked out and, like, career ending and stuff like that. Like,
yep. They really show those basketball pussies how to fight. This fucking slaps.
I mean, like, MMA, like, the point is to fight, and they know what they're getting into a bit more. But hockey, they could just play hockey, and they're fine. Like, that's not the main point of it. So I think fighting will one day be out of the sport, for sure.
Let's see. Then, yeah, 95 Retro Night, they wore the skate, and Alex popped 55, remembering the team that christened the new arena.
Oh, shit, is that actually, like, a celebration of the 1995 team? What
yes.
the fuck? Why? That should be called, like, Lord, like the failed dreams year. Like, we got Barry McGillian. We thought we were going back to the finals, and fucking nothing happened.
Not a damn thing. Well, no, they got bounced by Chicago in round two, if I remember correctly.
They beat St. Louis and then Chicago.
Which was a sign of things to come.
They get swept in four, I believe. Chalo's got the game winner, I think. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I think they did get swept in four. They beat, I think they beat St. Louis in the first round. That was when Esa Tikkanen was trying to shadow Burry, and that's when Lindon put
I think Keenan was the coach that year?
Of the Blues, yeah, I think so, yeah. And that's when Lindon put Norton through the glass.
Oh, suck it, Norton.
Alumni homecoming. The Canucks alumni, generous of time and spirit, fundraisers and ambassadors. I mean, we see them a lot.
Yeah, I exactly agree. That's not as,
they did the 94 reunion or whatever, like the 20-year reunion. We could see a lot of those old guys kind
of
like,
half of them are working for the team now anyways, and Lumi's up in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. See Babich all the time in the elevator. Like, it wears out. Defense never rests. Big shots, crunching checks, and creative flair. The D-men that ruled the Canucks blue line. Nothing about balls of steel. They should have put balls of steel.
They should have called it that. We would know what's going on. Like,
Canuck.
Are they going to bring the defenseman back? Like, we need like Sal and Olin and Jobo over there. Like, I hope they get a good.
That'd be awesome.
Appreciation for their years here.
Yep. Oh man, I fucking love Olin. Yep. Canuck cult classics. Vote for Rory the Brabarian and a goalie named Chris among the characters that captured our imagination. So celebration of Canuck memes?
Yeah, pretty much. That's one for the internet there.
It's meme night.
Oh, shit.
With Wyatt Arndt, creator of the Rat and Verbatim.
Yeah. Hosted by.
Then there's community night, Sedinery, and then We Are All Canucks. Our united passion for 20 years celebrated its fan appreciation night against Edmonton on April 9th. And that's the end of their 20 and 20.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The music one, garbage. Pure garbage. Bon Jovi out there, garbage.
I'm so psyched for Grizzlies night.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
Fans can wear their Grizzlies colors alongside Canucks jerseys with pride when Vancouver hosts Philadelphia for an evening that celebrates Vancouver's former NBA team. Celebrates what?
Just first two wins and the downhill slide.
That is one tweet I do come out with occasionally if I've been like radio silent for a while. It's just there will be several times a year where I'll tweet, yep, this was the day. There are a couple days a year where I just get really curious and decide to do some Grizzlies research on Wikipedia and get really sad.
Oh, shit.
It's like maybe 2 days a year, 3 days a year. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read into this Grizzlies. What really happened there? And I just get sad.
It was set up to fail. It was crazy. Like, the restrictions put upon that team. Like, this is the league insisting that they take Stu Jackson, not letting them get first overall picks. Then they hurt themselves by not drafting Steve Nash. All this shit. It was just one of the worst run teams.
I will say Nash is a bit of a hindsighty pick, though.
But you think just for a team that needs like get the like it wasn't like Antonio Daniels is this fucking super stud. Pick the local kid. Why not? You nothing to lose.
Yeah, yeah. Sell some tickets. Yeah. So all right. Well, that's it for our questions from Twitter and looking at 20 and 20. Is there anything else, Wyatt, you want to say? We're out the door. How long do you think Spezza would? How long do you think Spezza would last out in the scorch?
In the scorch, yeah. She wouldn't last one day out in the scorch. No, I think he'd do pretty. He wouldn't do well, but he'd think he was doing great. Like, I honestly think the problem with Spezza is that he doesn't know what the big deal is. Like, what's going on? Like, tonight in the preseason game, he tried dangling on his blue line. He was last man. And you can almost hear the bed screaming, "Last man!" In any beer league, last man. He's just dangling around, almost lost the puck, and I think he thinks it's fine. Like, he doesn't know what the big deal is.
Oh, well, that's when Wiggles or Wingles almost took it.
I like Wiggles better. Yeah, Wiggles almost got it from him. But yeah, exactly that. And it's like, what the f? I just think he thinks everything's fine. And I bet the coach tells him, "You're great today." He does not have a no. Everyone's a yes man in his life.
Yep, that's 100% true. Someone's just gotta like tell him, just take him aside. Yep. Hey, just come here for a second. You're garbage.
Yeah, you're not that good. What?
But my bank account, no. Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Apparently, an update, the kids who were supposed to get jerseys got sticks instead.
Oh, well, that's not as good. Yeah, jersey would have been much cooler. And that, God damn it, Hanson.
That's so great.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, that's it for some preseason spectaculars. Yeah, Wyatt, it's been emotional.
Yeah.
It's been a slice. Yeah.
We will we'll be back more regularly now.
Yeah, let's hope. I mean, you're living closer now. We live closer to each other. You know, we're doing stuff for the province again this year, so we've got, like, time kind of carved out for it, trying to balance my work schedule a bit, trying to lose a ton of weight, too. If you're wondering where I've been eating. I've been sitting on
reading about the Grizzlies and eating sadness.
Just why? Eating sadness. So I weigh a lot now. But yeah, hopefully some more episodes, regular episodes, and some other fun surprises and cool things coming up. So yeah, hopefully it'll be a good year. We need something to be positive
That's about. Right. We'll be your cheerleaders for the year. God help us all.
Hooray. And we're fanning the flames of the goalie controversy right yep. now. Markstrom's period and a half looked like a Vezina.
I think he's number one right now.
Yep, me too. And on that note, we out. Thank you very much.